To Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome a local chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, Kathy Timmons. How are you, Kathy?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
And you're excited because coming up on October 19th is a big event for you. It's your Colonial Dinner. So let's first just tell listeners who may not know about the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Well, the Daughters of the American Revolution was founded in 1890, so we're an old organization. But we are made up of women who have ancestors who were involved in some way in the independence of the United States, somewhere in the Revolutionary War as a soldier or doing something else that contributed to our independence. And so any woman who can show that they have ancestors who did that can be a member. And locally, our membership is growing very well. We have a good number of members who are trying to do a lot of fun things. And so this dinner is one thing that we're sponsoring that's a fun dinner for us as members, but also we're inviting the community to participate.
Well, it's in 1 week. Tell us all about it.
Well, we're calling it a colonial dinner. We are having a menu that is similar to the foods that would have been available during colonial times. It's not completely, we're not trying to make it completely accurate. We're not, you know, we're adapting recipes and foods that they would have had. It will be held at the Willow Bistro, and Brianna Volp, who owns it, has been working with me on the menu and what we're doing. And so it will be on Monday night, October the 19th, at the Willow Bistro at 6 o'clock. We have space for 40 people. So we want people to get their reservations in. If you're interested in coming, it will be, you can call to make reservations to the Willow Bistro. It will be from 6 to 8 o'clock, and the cost is $25. And that includes everything except for wine or beer. If you want that, that will be extra. But the cost of $25 includes everything.
And so calling Willow Bistro is the only way to get tickets.
Yes, that's the way to get tickets, and you will need to pay when you call to make your reservations. You can either pay with a credit card over the phone, or if you want to stop by and pay her there, you can do that as well.
Do you have the menu with you?
I do. I have the menu. The menu that we've worked together on is crab cakes as an appetizer. People on the East Coast ate a lot of shellfish back in colonial times, and so Brianna does a very good crab cake there at the Willow Bistro. So we'll have the crab cakes. Then for our main entree, we'll have a roast orange chicken with vegetables. So that's a recipe that was adapted from an Americana cookbook. They ate chicken then, we eat chicken now. I mean, you know, everybody likes chicken. So anyway, orange chicken with vegetables, and then we hope we're going to have a spoon bread. Now,
a spoon bread?
Spoon bread. I was in Williamsburg last fall at one of the taverns in Williamsburg, Virginia, where they serve colonial food. And spoon bread was one of the things that they served as a kind of a specialty. It's a southern, they would have had it in this area, so this would be a more regional food. It's made with cornmeal. So it's and it's eaten with a spoon. It's not like a pickup, you know, you have
right.
to. So we'll have a recipe for that was adapted from Andrew Jackson's spoon bread, and who was the 7th president of the United States. And then for dessert, Martha Washington's gingerbread.
Is it actually her recipe?
Well, the cookbook that I got it out of said it was.
Well, it must be
so
true.
So it must
then.
Be true. So it's Martha Washington's gingerbread with cinnamon ice cream. And in colonial times, ice cream was a popular dessert, although usually for the wealthy.
Right.
But it was available during that time. So it sounds like a very good meal.
It absolutely does. And again, did you say 40 seats available?
40, mm-hmm.
So if it sounds as good to others as it does to me, then you'd probably want to get on reservations pretty quickly,
That's true.
With each passing year, I wonder, is it harder and harder for people who want to join the DAR to show the correct proof?
Oh, well, in some ways it's easier today because we do have the internet to search and find things that we weren't able to so much in the past. So that might make it easier. I don't know about in the future how it's going to be, but I think it's easier today. My grandmother tried years ago, and she couldn't find the proof because she was, well, she had a hard time getting the information, but I was able to do it partly because of the internet. And we also have a person in our organization who's a registrar who is available to help anybody, and she's very good at helping people find the proof that they need. The Pogue Library has a lot of information that people can use. And then the National DAR has a genealogy library and information too. So it has a wealth of information for people who are trying to find their ancestors.
Well,
we're
someone,
really big into genealogy.
Yeah, well, if someone is listening and interested in this process, is there a website they could go to or a telephone number you'd recommend?
Well, there is a national website, Daughters of the American Revolution, so they could go to that. I don't have anyone's phone number with me that they could call.
It sounds
I'm
like
available.
That'd be a good start.
Jane Shoemaker is the regent. So that's a place to get started as well. But the DA, maybe the web from the website, our chapter is called the Captain Wendell Ory Chapter, and that's the local organization. And if I could, can I say something about that as related to the Willow Bistro? Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that we're having the Colonial Dinner as just a fun activity, but also the DAR is involved in historic preservation. That's one of our interests. And the Willow Bistro is a historic home in Murray. It was built in 1929 by Price Doyle, who was the big music professor and head of the music department at Murray State.
This building we're in is named after.
That's true. We are talking from the Price Doyle Fine mm-hmm. Arts Center right now. And that was his home that he built for his family. It was very convenient to come to work, I suppose. Of course, this building wasn't here, but mm-hmm. another one that he would have been across the street. And it was built in 1929, and so by having Gloria's restaurant, and now Brianna Volpe has purchased it, and they are continuing the restaurant as the Willow Bistro, they're preserving that history of that home. And so we would like to encourage that people can come and see the home and eat there and understand the importance, historical significance of the home. And also in relation to the DAR, Mrs. Doyle, who is named Lori Strader Doyle, was one of the charter members of the Captain Wendell Ory chapter of the DAR. So it was her home when she was founding the DAR chapter that is sponsoring the dinner. So she died at 102, and anyway, that was her home. So her birthday would have been October 17th. So we're kind of doing it on the 19th to pay homage to her and honor her, and also the preservation of the home.
You've really brought it full circle now.
That's right.
Well, that's great. So the Colonial Dinner, it's next Monday at what time?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at a Willow Bistro.
And also we have Phi Mu Alpha, who will be singing to begin our dinner. And
Will they be singing?
I don't know. Whatever they want. It's fine, whatever they sing. But they are honoring Mr. Doyle, the music professor, because he brought Phi Mu Alpha here. So they're wanting to be involved as well. So you'll get some musical entertainment.
And again, tickets are at the, just call Willow Bistro.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, if you have the number, that'd be great.
The number is 270-759-3233.
Kathy Timmons is a treasurer of the local chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for letting me come.
You're listening to Sounds Good. We sound good because of listeners like you.